If you're after something fancy, good luck finding it in this catch-up with Lisa and Pete. For luxury aged care that keeps couples together, see Berrington. Berrington.com.au.
For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
We're talking about special deliveries. What'd you catch the delivery guy doing? This off the back of a little story we came across. Ben Skinner and his wife shamed an Australia Post postie who they caught urinating out into their front yard, into the bushes of all things as well. We got Troy and Wilson. G'day, mate.
Troy, what'd you catch the delivery guy doing?
Look, I waited all day for the guy to show up and he didn't show up and I wanted to take the dog for a walk, so I left a sign on the front door, please leave parcel behind the side gate.
Yep.
And come home, his van was in the driveway and looking for him, he's not around. I went out the back and here's old mate skinny dipping in me pool.
No. No.
Wow. I mean, you got to...
Did you take his clothes? Tell me you took his clothes.
What happened after? When you come out the back, what did you say to him? What happened when you finally caught him in the act?
I just said, look, apparently you've got a parcel for me, mate, and that's not it.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, okay. The abs. Well, both cheeks.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you, mate.
Love your story. See ya.
See ya, mate.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Time to catch up with Adrian Barrich from the Dead Set Legends and, of course, Channel 7. Mate, good to have you on. Such a massive weekend in sport. Far out.
Yeah, great to be speaking to you guys too. Hi, Lisa, Pete, and massive, massive weekend. Yesterday, last night, I didn't know what was going to happen. We were at the airport waiting for poor old Nick Natanui to get home. His plane was delayed, didn't come in till 11. There was a bit of a kerfuffle when he was going to his car. And so now the latest news is, I believe, that he will have to have surgery on his damaged knee. It's his good knee, his right knee.
Oh,
and he will miss, it'll be 9 to 12 months, won't it? So,
he's
terrible.
Out.
Terrible, terrible news. He just came off that 18-month layoff.
Yeah.
That one took 18 months. Came back magnificently, his left knee. But it is now, it's his right knee that's gone. And I believe he will need surgery and the ACL is ruptured. So
that's heartbreaking for him. It really is.
He's going to need some help. And they'll rally around him too. They've got a wonderful chaplain down there and they've got lots of other support. But he's such a great guy and it's almost unfair, you know, lost his mum, then he did his knee and he's done his other knee. And if I know him, he'd be thinking, you know what, what's going on here? I'm a good person. Why is this happening to me?
Barrow,
I suppose
he's not
a lot
the first
of people
person
like
to have that happen. Yeah.
Look, by the time he comes back, he'll be past 30, won't he? So, I mean, he's obviously got to consider that sort of stuff as well, you know, as an elite player coming back just past 30.
Yeah, I can't even bring myself. I know exactly where you're going with that, and I know what I should say, but because I admire him so much, I can't even go there and say, you know, look, it is career threatening, or, you know, mate, will he ever be the player he could be? You just want to give him as much encouragement and confidence as you can. And I think he's going to have to go away for 3 months or something and just get over it and you know, try to. And you're right, Lisa. You know, it's not the worst thing to happen to people. And he's been the best about it. Apparently, he's, you know, no one's died. Whereas Adam Simpson, the coach, was almost in tears after the match. I don't know if you saw that. It really affected him profoundly. But Nick was the best, and he's a very spiritual man, Nick. So I think he's going to draw on his faith to get him through.
Well, we wish him all the best.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it was great to see the Eagles rally around him in a different way as well and get the win on the weekend as well as Fremantle. Great weekend for both West Australian teams.
Yeah, wasn't it? I mean, I can honestly say that I tipped that Eagles win and I told the people, the true believers, to stay faithful, that Darling was coming back, the cavalry, was on its way to Kennedy for Lacroix. Sorry, that was a terrible
stuff.
No,
it's good. Good cavalry.
However it goes, Lisa, they got there and now they can take aim at the top two. The MCG bogeys off their back for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got the Bulldogs this week. They should be able to fix them up without Nick. And then I think North Melbourne in Tassie and things will roll on. You finish top two, you have two home finals in Perth, and then you just got to win one at the MCG to win the premiership. So, sounds simple.
Yes, on paper it is. Wimbledon, Any surprises there to you, did you think?
I'm always disappointed to see Serena lose. I know, but some magic moments. What a super mum. She's gone up in my estimation. The way she's handled herself, like, I mean, we've all known people who've had babies, and 10 months after giving birth, I was talking to Angela's son about it at Channel 7, and she's going, I wouldn't be able to go to the gym after 10 months, let alone actually playing a Wimbledon final.
Oh, mate. So, I mean, look, I hear you.
She's an amazing athlete.
Incredible.
She's amazing. Yep. Really. I mean, she's a freak.
That's got to be, what an achievement that is. You should get a medal for that.
And so, I love her attitude. I just think she's fabulous. I love her as a sportswoman. Yeah.
And you can be cynical, but we're not.
No. And Djokovic, after what? It's been, close to 18 months since he's been playing real top-tier tennis, coming back and winning Wimbledon now?
Yeah, and did you see his little son, Stefan, the three-year-old, in the crowd pointing at Dad when he was getting his trophy? And I believe Wimbledon does not allow... How's this? On centre court, Wimbledon does not allow children under the age of 5.
Well, Kyrgios has been there.
Exactly. Not mental age. Talking about
age. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah,
well
on.
Said. What a ripper.
Good line, Lisa. Well, anyway, so the little fella, Stefan, he was had to stay outside until Dad won.
Oh.
And then and the signal, come in, mate, come in. And then he was so good. He was pointing at his dad and waving, and I was... It was a magic moment. So, Djokovic won, and he's back on track now and ready to take on Federer. And actually, I'm a bit remiss. I should have mentioned that Dockers win. What a great win.
Yeah,
they got over the top of Port Adelaide. One of their guys, Ryan Nyehouse, goes to the tribunal tomorrow because he knocked out probably the Port Adelaide's best player in a big tackle, a sling tackle. And instead of giving him a couple of weeks, they've sent him to the tribunal directly, which means you'll probably get a 3 or 4 week holiday. So not
well,
so good.
They got to get rid of that stuff out of the game. You don't want to see people knocked out in tackles like that, for sure. We're running out of time, but really quickly, France, congratulations.
Yep.
Knocked off the big one.
Mm. Yes, Djokovic, Sumic, Baric.
Baric. We're all bloody upset. I was thinking about you.
Baric. Lisevic, whoever we...
Yeah.
Yeah, so riots in Paris, though. I don't know why they celebrate like that. So the French are the champions, and they did have the best talent. And just shows the Aussies almost beat them or did well in the first game. So we're not that far off the mark. So good luck to the Socceroos.
Next time.
Thanks, Barra.
Thank you, Barra.
Good on you guys. All the best. The Rush Hour with
Lisa and Pete. Isn't life funny, Lisa?
Well, yes.
You know, it's a balance, really. Like I've been off the last couple of weeks because, you know, we've brought life into this world.
Yeah.
You know, I've been on paternity leave. And then, you know, life also disappears from this world as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, it was a bit of a bittersweet moment while I was away. And, like, I came in here today back to work, and I've had a few people approach me and say, oh, you know, you're a bit somber today. Have you been having a lack of sleep?
Yeah.
You know, because the new bub's in and all that sort of stuff. And it actually, sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional. It actually hasn't been because of that. It's actually because I lost a dear friend last week. Did I ever tell you about Barry?
No.
I never mentioned Barry to you.
Never mentioned Barry.
We go way back.
Mm-hmm.
He actually showed up in Canberra when I'd moved there for my first gig. This was actually going back about 8 years ago. And it was perfect timing because... I was by myself at the time and I was pretty lonely and he didn't know anyone either. So I think we connected on that sort of level.
So Barry was a listener to the station and he used to listen to you when you were on air there?
I guess you could say that.
Was he an older guy or your age? Or
no, I would say he was my age, but he only sort of appeared the last sort of 8 years, you know. So anyway, he was a real rounded individual. Sometimes a little over the top, but also just a really deep individual. And he was there for me through everything. You know, he was there for the wedding. He was there for the birth of the two children. Weirdly enough, he was there for the conception of the two children, but we won't get into that. He was even in the room when I was told I'd gotten this job, and he didn't really say anything at the time, but you could just tell that he was fit to burst.
Yeah.
You know, he always had my back, literally just below my right shoulder. Barry was a cyst. And why are you laughing?
Because it's weird.
This is
Barry was a cyst.
Barry was a cyst, and
right,
we were inseparable for 8 years. And come on, Lisa, this is serious.
Okay.
Someone got between us, though. Dr. Bowden at Langford Medical. I was taking Barry for a routine checkup, and after I'd put my jumper back on, Sam asked me how I'd feel about Barry and I going our separate ways.
Right.
And I really struggled with that decision. I think it was because I knew it was the right one, because we'd been through so much together.
Yeah.
And Dr. Bowden told me Barry had been weeping, and he told me, sis, do that. But in 8 years, Barry never cried, not even at my wedding.
God.
It was at that moment I knew that, as hard as it was to say it out loud, Barry must have known it was the time and the right thing to do. And he's now in a lab somewhere in Perth, donating his insights to science. But you know what? That was so Barry.
So Barry.
He was always so thinking about everybody else. I just want to say,
Barry's in a better place, Pete.
He is. And I just want to say, you left me in stitches, buddy. You really did. Godspeed. 8 years. It was a good run. And I'll always miss you.
Bye, Barry.
Bye.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.
When the Rush Hour's on, the end of the day is within reach, and luxury is within your reach too at Berrington Aged Care. Discover their luxury aged care options at berrington.com.au.